Become a wealth creator today. Text MONEY to 800-454-1184. That's MONEY to 800-454-1184.
Thanks to a down economy, Americans have lost a collective $3.4 trillion from their 401ks and their IRAs in the first half of 2022. So what money moves should we consider making from here? Eric has some strategies to share with you today. Thanks so much for joining us. This is Wealth Creator Radio. I'm Luann Fulmer. Here's that phone number we want you to have for our show today, 800-454-1184. You may call Eric and his team for a complimentary appointment, 800-454-1184. Also, request his book, Worry Less Wealth. He's giving that away complimentary. Check us out on our website, wealthcreatorradio.com. And Eric, it's so great to be here with you today.
Yeah, well, Luann, it's, you know, with all the scarcity mindset, I just want to start off with a little bit of this. When the $10,000, you know, student loan debt forgiveness came out, you saw all these people with this, what I call scarcity mindset, where they're thinking, oh, this is coming from my account. This is coming from my money somehow. And it's just ironic how people think. And so if something goes to somebody who's lower at the end of the, you know, socioeconomic scale, it's a tax subsidy. But when it's somebody who has more money, it's a tax deduction. So the reason why I wanted to point that out is if somebody's buying a $1 million home today and it's $750,000 mortgage at about 5% interest, guess what? That's a little over a $9,000 tax subsidy that person's getting for buying a $1 million house. So how does that differ from, you know, a $10,000 student loan forgiveness that's one time, not 30 years, right? So, you know, there's the political side. Hey, if you don't like the political side, that's what voting's for.
Right.
You know, write an email to your congressperson. But from a financial standpoint, all this is these are just rules of the game. These are what you're supposed to be doing on like the Monopoly board or whatever game you want to think about. And sometimes these rules change. But the amazing part is how many people are stuck with, oh, this person didn't get, you know, gets this, and this person gets that. It's like, well, hold it. Why don't you stop thinking about other people and take the time to say, hold it. Am I getting everything I should be getting out of the tax code? Am I missing stuff? I mean, one of the biggest tax benefits that's been around since 1998, when I run into most of my clients or new people that I'm, you know, I'm talking with, not current clients, but, you know, new ones, they almost never have any money in this one account. And there's some other accounts that have great tax benefits that other people don't have anything in. And so it's just funny that people will spend so much time complaining and whining, you know, about what somebody else gets or doesn't get. And then they don't even spend the time to take action on themselves. So, you know, again, taxes are a huge deal. Taxes are one way that you can easily boost your return by just not losing that money, right?
Right.
And so stop worrying about what other people are doing and say, hold it, am I getting everything I should be getting? So one of the things we actually have here at Heckman Financials, we've got a great tax report that you can get. All you have to do is text the word tax to 800-454-1184. Again, text the word tax, 800-454-1184. Or you can download it directly at wealthcreatorradio.com.
So much has been happening with our economy this past year. And if you look back, you know, after the pandemic, we had the conflict in Europe. Now we have the spike of inflation and fears of recession. Are you surprised that we've had a lot of volatility in the markets so far this year?
No, actually, I was telling most people about it that was going to happen this year. That was without the Ukraine stuff going on and all that. But, you know, I mean, the government's, you know, a lot of times people say, oh, it was, you know, it's Biden, it's Trump, it's all that. No, it's mostly the Federal Reserve printing trillions of dollars. And most of that money didn't go back into the economy. Most of that just went into, you know, people's pockets, and then they invested in it or did other stuff with it. And, you know, we saw the huge stock market spike after the drop when COVID hit because people were sitting home and, you know, day trading and on Robinhood and all this other stuff. So, you know, we knew it was going to be coming. We knew that, you know, inflation was going to be here at some point because you just can't keep printing money and acting like it's never going to go away. And, you know, we had super, super low interest rates. So now they're doing the exact opposite, is going like crazy to raise them up to slow down that big inflation monster. So, yeah, I mean, inflation is going to be around for a couple more years, probably about the 4-5% range it'll probably settle down at. And the volatility is going to be here too because of now these companies have to get used to inflationary primary world, which we really haven't had for, 40 plus years.
Right.
So,
I know.
I mean, a lot of people like all the 80s bands that are still touring, and now you get the, 80s inflation too. So, we got it all back, right? Now, the only thing is those, big shoulder pads and, poofy hair.
Oh, dear. The poofy hair. Oh, no.
Yeah, those are probably next. But yeah, so knowing that it's okay if you're not going to need the money for a long time, right? If you're 15, 20 years from retirement, this will be kind of a blip in your memory way back when. But if you're within 5 to 10 years of retiring, or you're retired now, no, you've got to be taking some action, making sure you know what your risk score is, knowing how much risk that you do have, and making sure that you've got some steps that you can take. And that's I think one of the things that people aren't necessarily always focused on is what should I be doing today?
Right, I know. And the thing is, so many people did put retirement planning on hold, during the pandemic. Certainly, I think a wrong move to make on something like that. So are you helping people getting, engaged again and getting serious about preparing for their retirements?
I mean, it's kind of funny. Some were the opposite, too, where they were going to retire and then they're like, if I'm working from home, why do I need to retire? I'm just going to stay home.
Yeah.
I'm at the place I was going to go anyway. So, but I'm getting a paycheck for being here now. So as more companies start forcing people to go back in, a lot of the companies, of course, have gone to this 3 days a week in the office kind of thing. And, it'll be interesting to see if more people actually do retire now because of that. But of course, now with the market being so volatile, a lot of people are getting nervous again. And you should never put off saving for retirement. That's one of the dumb things you can do is the worst thing I think anybody can ever say is, oh, well, I'll save some when I have some extra money. Because the extra money never shows up. You always have some place to
exactly.
put it, right?
Yeah,
yeah, there's no extra money. That's a myth. It's like a unicorn. We think it exists. It looks pretty, but no, it just doesn't show up. And so, that's what you got to get over is just saying, there's no extra money. I just need to be saving. Probably one of the best mottos can be always is, pay yourself first. And I mean, that is why, 401ks and stuff like that are so powerful, because it comes out before you get the money. You can't screw it up, right? Because you already put the money away. And so don't drop down on those, and if you did, raise them back up. And but maybe try to figure out if you have a Roth option in your 401k. See if you can just do a Roth IRA, something where you can have more money building up tax-free, because tax-free is going to be the name of the game going forward, because we owe a lot of money. And when the economy is good and stuff, there's a lot more tax revenue. But with the economy slowing down, the flip side of that is, government revenues will slow down afterwards. So there's always a little bit of delay. So, you'll see probably good revenues this year because that was from last year's taxes, right? But going forward, you're going to start seeing that slow down again. So again, you want to make sure you have as much money tax protected and not tax delayed. Anything in a 401k IRA, you're just saying, I don't want to pay it now, I'm just going to pay it later. Oof, later might be a lot higher.
Right. Exactly. So obviously we need strategies here. You talk about this all the time. You use this for people when they plan out their retirement. Tell us about the strategies so we can make our income last as long as it needs to.
Yeah, I mean, that's obviously a super critical thing, because you don't want to be retired for just a little while, because that's more like vacation.
Right.
You want to be able to stay retired once you retire. And for that, you got to have income. And most of us today don't have pensions. We don't have, any other thing. I mean, you got the government, sponsored Social Security. And so, you have some money there, but, you cannot live on that only. So, you have to have some money set aside. And so the first and foremost, you got to have an income plan. So when we go through this blueprint, the blueprint to worry less wealth, because we want you to worry less about your money and worry more about, having fun, enjoying retirement. And so, you have to have an income plan. You have to figure out, how are you going to have that money structured? How is that money going to come in? Where is those paychecks once you stop working? Where is that coming in? And then what's the investment ramifications for that? Because you might need to change around some of your investing tools. And there's some great tools. Oh my gosh, the biggest benefit of the Fed raising rates is some of these guaranteed lifetime products have gotten fantastic this year. A lot of huge changes because of rates going up. And so these are better than, if you looked at them in a year or two ago or 3 years ago, way better now. So that's one thing they'll be looking at. And then also the taxes, again, income, investment, taxes, all totally interdependent of each other. How are you going to kind of slice that pie, right? Get all those things in the right spots. And then lastly, legacy, who's going to get your stuff, healthcare issues. All that goes into the blueprint to worry less wealth. And that's something we want to help you with. So if you want to take some time and really help yourself, you can text us or leave us a message, but text the word visit to 800-454-1184. Again, text the word visit 800-454-1184 or book directly online at wealthcreatorradio.com.
And Wealth Creator Radio with Eric Heckman will be right back with lots more.
Are you ready for the tax time bomb? Taxes could be the biggest threat you'll face in retirement. That's why Eric Heckman at Heckman Financial and Insurance Services and special guest America's IRA expert Ed Slott are hosting the 5 Easy Steps to Disarm the New Retirement Savings Time Bomb webinar. They'll cover the unique challenges retirees are facing today that they've never faced before. You'll also learn the 5 Easy Steps to Disarm the New Retirement Savings Time Bomb. If you've saved in a retirement account, this presentation is for you. Spots are limited, so RSVP now for an upcoming webinar at wealthcreatorwebinar.com. That's wealthcreatorwebinar.com. Discover how these strategies could help you defuse your tax time bomb. Wealthcreatorwebinar.com. Firm offers insurance services but may not give tax advice. Investment advisory services offered through Heckman Financial and Insurance Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor. Ed Slott isn't affiliated with, nor does he endorse, Heckman Financial.
Hi, I'm Luann Fulmer here with Eric Heckman, president of Heckman Financial, right here in the Silicon Valley area, helping retirees just like you have remarkable retirements. He's been doing this for the past 30 years, and he would love to guide you as well. Now, I want to bring this up. You know this, Eric. You've been doing this for so long. Women statistically outlive men by about 6 years. So a lot of wives are going to outlive their husbands in retirement, meaning a lot of them will, you know, be suddenly taking over their own finances, maybe for their first time ever. That can be confusing and very, very scary, right?
Oh, certainly. I mean, we've had to deal with it for a lot, several times a year, typically, that we have this happen. And I mean, at tax time, we had, you know, one person whose husband was, you know, on the beginning signs of dementia and stuff. And so she had to all of a sudden, you know, figure out where all their tax documents were. But we had another client where her husband had brain tumor type thing. And, you know, he was kind of coming back and he was getting healthier, but he always did the taxes, and we just helped her figure out how to, you know, file extension for her and told her, well, here, you know, he really wanted to still do it, but he couldn't always remember what day it was. His short-term memory was gone, so his long-term was still good, but how can you do taxes, you know, if you don't remember all those things, right? So, you know, and then we've had another client that literally her husband, if she needed money, her husband would bring some cash home from the ATM. She had never used an ATM.
Oh, dear.
I mean, this isn't 10 or 20 years ago. No, no. This was in the 2020s. Mm-hmm. She had never used an ATM. She didn't know how to check her bank balance other than calling the bank or walking into the bank. You know, she barely checked emails. Well, you can't even set up online access to see your bank balance on an app unless you have an email, right? Yeah, so we had to walk her through that. You know, luckily my team was able to help her, you know, set all that stuff up. But yeah, there's a lot of women who don't really know what necessarily is going on, or sometimes there's also some husbands out there that have really complicated situations where they're doing a lot of trading and other stuff, and it's just not something that, if somebody doesn't care about that stuff, they're never going to be able to implement that, and it's not sustainable in retirement if they're gone.
Let's start with some of the differences that you've noticed between how men and women approach retirement planning. Tell us what things men tend to be most concerned about.
Well, the guys, usually it's all about return, right? You know, how much can I earn? How, you know, points on the scoreboard, right? So how can I get the high score and put my initials on it, right? So that's really what they're kind of more focused on. And sometimes it works and sometimes it blows up fantastically. And so, yeah, if it works, it's great. If it doesn't, it's really ugly. And so, you know, that's the hard part, is that's probably okay during accumulation. It just isn't very useful and isn't a very good thing to do when you're in distribution mode, not for at least all your money, because you got to make sure there's some always there.
So again, women statistically outlive men by 6 years. Eric, how does that fact come into play during retirement planning?
Well, a lot of times, you know, I'll talk with somebody, you know, and then maybe the husband who calls me up, and we do that, you know, that 15, 30 minute phone call, find out what their situation is, and they want to go through the planning, and they go, oh, my wife doesn't really care about this. well, If I don't care if that's correct or not, she needs to care, right? You need to care. I mean, you need to make sure, you know, what's going on and what's happening here. And, you know, it's kind of like, well, I don't care. I just want to go on a vacation. Well, what if your vacation was to Antarctica and you wanted to go to the beach? I mean, you know, you do want to at least know what's going on in the general sense. And more importantly, for this exact fact, like what you said, is that 6-year difference in age, you know, lifespan, if they're going to end up, you know, inheriting this money and running this portfolio that they've never done in their entire life, they need at least know where things are. They need at least know, you know, what the heck's going on, right?
Yeah.
and if they don't know that, I mean, it can be very, very tough and very challenging. And sadly, too, they could be very easily manipulated and taken advantage of, mm-hmm. because, you know, people will say, hey, oh, here, just put it all this money in here and I'll make this huge commission. And, you know, they're not going to go to a fiduciary based advisor. They're going to go to somebody who just sells them stuff. Usually the, you know, maybe it's the bank or, you know, the local broker or somebody, but somebody's going to talk to them about something and get them just to dump the money in. And then they're going to find out it's a really bad situation and it's the most expensive thing and probably not necessarily what they needed. So, you know, again, having that plan, you know, having that roadmap, if something happens and, you know, along life and life does happen, right? You're on a trip and maybe your car breaks down, maybe you have a flat tire, whatever. Same thing with life, right? If you lose a spouse, you're going to still go on living, but now what? And how, you know, how do you change that? Well, if you don't know what's going on, it's going to be really tough. So that's why having a plan is so critical. What we're here at Heckman Financial is really just to guide you down that path and say, here's how you can make sure your money's going to last for the rest of your life. Here's your income plan. So we know it's going to be good with and without each of you there. Because what happens is when one person dies, you lose that Social Security check, right? There's other things come into play. Then look at the, you know, the investments, are they all at risk or are there some guaranteed stuff? Is there some steady income money and not just all market money? We also want to look at the taxes. How's the tax effects going to be now in the future? And also when you're single, you know, if all of a sudden you're widowed, guess what? The tax brackets all get cut in half, but you know, your tax is going to go up because you're in a higher bracket now. And then lastly, look at the healthcare issues. Who's going to take care of whom? And then legacy, who's going to make sure that money goes to your, you know, your loved ones after you guys are both gone. So again, that's what we do here at Heckman Financial. We create that blueprint to worry less wealth so you can worry about having fun and enjoying life and not have to worry about your money. So if that's something you want to take advantage of and find out a little bit more, you know, set up a call for us just to find out what's going on in your situation. 800-454-1184. You can leave a message or text the word visit to 800-454-1184 or book directly online at wealthcreatorradio.com.
And thank you so much for joining us. This is Wealth Creator Radio with Eric Heckman, founder at Heckman Financial. He is a certified financial planner. They're right here in the Silicon Valley area, and he's been doing this for over 30 years. He has an awesome team. So, all right, let's talk about how you do work with couples to help ensure that their income is going to continue even if something does happen to one of them.
Yeah, so lots of times people say, hey, you know, I need whatever the number is, let's say $7,000 a month, and maybe between both Social Security checks, you're getting, you know, I don't know, say $5,000. So you just need to make up the extra two, right? Mm-hmm. Well, what that doesn't count is if somebody passes away, that Social Security check might get cut in half. And now all of a sudden you don't need $2,000, maybe you need $4,000 a month. And, you know, if that happens, how are you going to make sure that money's there? Is it going to be all based on stock market returns and ups and downs of the market and what, you know, Wall Street wants you to be in and have all that risk? Or is it going to be something that more like a pension, something where you have some money coming in, something that's going to be there, something that's going to be steady? You know, and that's what I find a lot of people don't have is, you know, the 401ks when they took over and squished out everybody else, you know, the Vanguards, the Fidelities and all these big brokerage firms of the world now run, you know, how we invest in our 401ks, and it's 100% market based. But if you look at a pension company, you know, pension companies don't invest that way. They don't have 100% of their money in stocks and bonds. They have stuff that pays them good, steady income that's guaranteed. They've got different pots of money, and that's what everybody else needs too, is they need to have those different pots of money. Mm-hmm. So that way, when you're retired, you got that money coming in, you've got some steady income, You got maybe some income that's guaranteed for life, that's a joint life payout. So that way, if one of you are gone, it doesn't matter. That check keeps coming in, doesn't drop in value or anything. You know, and so that's really the biggest thing. And so I think really most couples really need to sit down and say, okay, how are we going to have that money last for the rest of our life? How are we going to make sure that this all works? And that's when you have to have that blueprint to worry less wealth. We can help you guide you to having an income plan that makes you know that your money's not going to run out. Make sure your volatility isn't too high, too extreme. Add that foundational, those steady income assets to your market funds. Look at the taxes and say, okay, how do we lower these taxes for the rest of our lives? How are we going to do all these healthcare decisions down the road? And lastly, who's going to get our stuff when we're gone? So, you know, that's the five areas of the blueprint to worry less wealth. Again, if that's something you want to set up a time to talk about and find out more, there's no cost, no obligation. All you got to do is either text the word visit or just leave a message at 800-454-1184. Again, 800-454-1184, or book directly online at wealthcreatorradio.com.
Still a lot more to come with Eric. We'll be right back with more of Wealth Creator Radio. Stick around.
Do you find yourself thinking about your nest egg a lot? You know exactly how much you've saved, but is it all yours? Taxes may be your biggest retirement risk. Eric Heckman at Heckman Financial and Insurance Services is hosting a special Tax Savvy webinar. During this webinar, Eric will discuss how recent legislation could affect your 401k or IRA, if a Roth is right for you, and other tax strategies designed to benefit you, not the IRS. Learn how to get your retirement plan aligned with today's tax and market realities. Reserve your spot today for this exclusive webinar. Reservations are required, so RSVP today at wealthcreatorwebinar.com. That's wealthcreatorwebinar.com. Don't pay more in taxes than you have to. wealthcreatorwebinar.com. Heckman Financial and Insurance Services may not give tax advice. Investment advisory services offered through Heckman Financial and Insurance Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor.
Hi, this is Wealth Creator Radio with Eric Heckman, president of Heckman Financial, but he's also an author. He wrote the book Worry Less Wealth. And really, it's everything that we talk about on our show. You know, he wanted to open your eyes to all things available so you can have a remarkable retirement. And so he helps us see any warning signs in our own planning before trouble begins. He teaches us to discover how we can worry less, and that's what the show's all about. You can get this book by calling 800-454-1184, 800-454-1184. Get that book complimentary. All right, so today we're talking about some of the unique challenges that women face in preparing for retirement. Eric, GoBankingRates.com has a huge list of financial challenges that women face in retirement. I wanted to get your reaction and have you give us these facts. Tell us what you think about them.
Yeah, I mean, there's a couple of the gender pay gap, something that's getting, I think, a little bit better, but not something you can necessarily do about on your own case other than you know, apply for other jobs.
Yeah.
Lack of financial confidence is definitely a big one. A lot of times women just don't know what's going on, or they don't take charge of it, or don't want to learn about it, but they do worry about it. And so, you know, it's one of these things where you do have to definitely get some education about. Obviously, women live longer than men, so that's going to be a big factor, because they're going to be the ones that are going to be ultimately running the situation and making sure that money lasts. And often they're the caregivers, so they're going to take off time for either loved ones or take care of the spouse. And, you know, they may have spent a lot of money to help their spouse that's ill. And then what happens to them? Because if you spend $300,000 or $400,000 on your ill spouse, that's great. You're able to do that, but are you able to still stay retired, you know, after that? And then, you know, often what they also call a gray divorce, which has been a huge thing, you know, people in their 50s or 60s divorcing. And and that can be a huge cost item, because all of a sudden you have to start all over and get these things, you know, reset up. And, you know, especially with the housing markets going up higher and getting more expensive over time, you know, if you're trying to buy a new place and, you know, start over again, it can be really tough. And so I think women really need to be paying attention to this and not defer these responsibilities to somebody else, but make sure that they're taking care of themselves.
The Department of Labor says 58%. So we're talking, you know, almost 60% of long-term caregivers are female. And if someone is a caregiver, a female is a caregiver for a family member or loved one, then you're probably having to cut back on your job, maybe less ability to save. I got to tell you, Eric, this very thing happened with my best friend. She just lost her husband, who aged 70. And so for a year, she was, they still paid her, thankfully, but she was caring for her husband, you know, and then they had some issues happen with the house. So, man, you know, she's worried now about how she's going to do. She's not ready to retire, but once, you know, she gets there, I think she's gonna have to work for a long time. So, you know, tell us how someone can be in that position and kind of try to catch back up with their savings. How do you help people like that?
Yeah, no, it can be very, very tough. I mean, I had a situation with a client who's she was in sales, and both her parents were ill, and she took off several years and basically made almost nothing. Had to go into her own retirement funds to get by, and then when they passed away, half the money went to her brother, who'd never helped the parents at all. And, you know, and he'd had all his retirement savings intact and all this stuff, right? So it can be definitely tough. I mean, it's one of those things where you just have to start putting money away, right? You have to have a plan. You have to start, you know, funding as much as you can, figure out, okay, is there cheaper ways to live? Is there, you know, can you rent out a room in your house to somebody to make some extra money? You know, all sorts of things where you may have to come up with just to get back into, you know, into a safe spot that you know, that's going to be sustainable for retirement. And, you know, one of the things that we have here at Heckman Financial is we have a great checklist that people can go through to see, you know, where am I at? Am I in a good spot? And I would really urge women out there to, you know, don't ask your spouse about this. Don't ask your husband about this, but you ask, you know, you do the checklist on your own, and then maybe have him do it separately, but, and then see if you guys both agree. But yeah, having this checklist is a great way to kind of go through and say, okay, I did that. I have that. Oops. No, I haven't done that. Oops. No, I haven't done, you know, and then at least it's, you know, kind of like when you're going to shopping, you know, oh, I forgot. I haven't picked up that. It's a lot better when you know what you need to do versus you're just trying to remember. And so, yeah, if you want to get a copy of that checklist, we can send you a download link. All you have to do is text the word checklist to 800-454-1184. Again, text the word checklist, 800-454-1184, or you can download it directly at wealthcreatorradio.com.
Today we're talking about retirement challenges for women. About 40% of women investors identify as beginners, Eric. So I think a lot of women do lack confidence in their financial knowledge. Tell us some steps they could consider to try to help boost their financial confidence. What would you tell them?
Well, obviously just learning, right? Anytime you're not confident on something, it's usually education-based. It's either your experience or education, right? So if you know, the experience you'll get, sometimes good and sometimes bad.
Yeah.
But at least the education part you can take care of, and you know, that's something that you can do on your own. So yeah, just reading some different books out there. I mean, obviously, like you mentioned, I have a book, Worry Less Wealth. You know, those are some stuff that you can do. I wouldn't necessarily watch all the crazy shows about buy this stock, sell this stock and all that junk. That's more financial entertainment than it is, you know, real advice. You know, but looking, you know, just learning about some of these things, but also just starting to know what's going on, you know your situation, know where you're headed. Again, it's one of these things where, you know, once you've figured it out, you know, it's pretty easy. I've been teaching my youngest son how to drive, and you know, it's always fun. I can't believe I've had to do this a third time now. But
I know, that's funny.
And you know, he got mad at me because one time I crossed myself before we started. He goes, "Oh, that's a little mean." And you know, but I just did it for fun to mess with him. But you know, it's one of these things that now you don't even think about driving, right? You almost don't. It's so automatic. And same thing here. If you know about the finances, you know that you're on a path, you know that you have a direction, then it's fine. But the scary part is when you don't know. So knowing that, getting that education, I think is critical.
Yeah, so true. I do agree with you. So the Department of Labor says that women aged 65 or older are more likely than men to live below the poverty level. So Eric, these are startling statistics. What's your message for women preparing for retirement?
Got to take some charge, right? Got to know what's going on and, you know, really figure out, do you have a budget? How are you going to make sure that money lasts? How are you going to look at the risks, stock market volatility, inflation, taxes, healthcare costs. How are you going to generate income? I mean, it's one thing just to have that money sitting there, but how does, if it's just in a mutual fund, does it actually pay you anything? Does it come out? Is there, you know, dividends and interest coming out? You have to look at all these things of how to keep that standard living and how to make sure you're keeping up with inflation, keeping up with taxes and all that, all those fun issues that maybe you didn't want to deal with, right? So, so that's one of the things we've built here at Heckman Financial is that blueprint to worry less wealth. And this blueprint, really what it does is it first and foremost takes you through that process of, well, what is your income? Will that money last? If it's going to run out, is it going to run out at 75 or 95? You know, there's a big difference between those two, right? And, you know, make sure you're on at least the right course for income. Then how are you invested? Is it a lot of risk? Is it a lot of volatility? How's that going to play out? Or do you have some foundational money? Do you have some stuff that's steady income besides just the market funds that are in a 401k? And then look at taxes now and along the way. Look at healthcare, legacy, all these different issues. And again, that's the blueprint to worry less wealth. It's something that we're offering free, no cost. If you want to set up just a 15 to 30 minute phone call, find out about your situation, and then we can actually build out that plan for you. So you just give us a call. All you have to do is text the word VISIT to 800-454-1184. Again, text the word VISIT. 800-454-1184 or book directly online at wealthcreatorradio.com.
Take advantage of the special offer from Eric and his team. Get some help with your retirement planning. We are not done yet. We'll be right back with more of Wealth Creator Radio.
How much do you have saved for retirement? Now cut that number in half. That's the impact inflation could have on your retirement. Recently, we've seen inflation well over 8%, but even at the historical average of 3%, the value of your savings will be cut in half in 20 years. So what can you do? Join CFP Eric Heckman of Heckman Financial and host of Wealth Creator Radio for an upcoming informational webinar. You'll discover how inflation could impact you and simple ways to prepare for it. Now is the time to get your questions answered by Eric and the team from Heckman Financial, so reserve your spot today. To sign up and find the time that works for you, go to WealthCreatorWebinar.com. That's WealthCreatorWebinar.com. Inflation, you can't stop it, but you may be able to minimize its impact on your retirement. WealthCreatorWebinar.com. Firm offers insurance services, investment advisory services offered through Heckman Financial and Insurance Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor.
Welcome back to Wealth Creator Radio. This is Eric Heckman of Heckman Financial. Got my monthly contributor here, Drew Frampton from O2 Mortgage. And we'll be talking about, you know, should you be buying, what should you be looking at, and more. So good to have you here, Drew.
Eric, I really appreciate it. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, so, you know, for people that maybe they've been renting for a while and they're looking at the markets and they're saying, okay, things are changing around. You know, I wanted that big, huge house, but... you know, should I buy a condo? Right. I just literally had this discussion with one of my clients that, you know, the daughter wanted this bigger house. And it's like, yeah, it's just, it costs too much. She probably needs to get a little bit more reality check and go to the condo level. So what's kind of like the thought process or the process you take people through when they trying to figure out should they buy or not?
Yeah, that's a great question. And it's multifaceted for sure. I have my canned advice that I give out, and I give it out no matter what the market is. So people kind of sometimes are a little skeptical because I say it's always a good time to buy, and they look at me like, oh gosh, here we go. Here's the sales pitch. But it's always a good time to buy if you have a few conditions in place, right? So, you know, whether you should buy a big old house or a condo, my thought process is, you know, look at the long term, right? Can you stay in that home for 5 to 10 years? If you buy a condo and you're going to outgrow it in a year, you know, that's a little bit more risky than I'm comfortable as far as advice goes. So I usually tell people, you know, rule of thumb, right? There's certainly ways that, you know, you can break these rules of thumb, but for the most part, look at a outlook of somewhere around 5 to 10 years. And hopefully, if there is any kind of down market, you can wait those times out and then sell when it's the right time for you.
Yeah. And I mean, really, I tell people that pretty much the same with stocks. I mean, really, you should have a 5-year outlook on when you're investing in stocks, because there's downturns, you know, and usually for most real estate and stock market cycles, 5 years is usually covers most of the downturns. There's definitely some that go longer for sure. So ain't going to be perfect. But in terms of like, if they do the 5-year outlook, I mean, should they try to go to that biggest possible house, or, you know, whatever you want to call it, lower down their dreams or something, and, you know, and take the little bit smaller place? And I mean, what do you usually say on that?
There's kind of two schools of thought. I kind of run them simultaneous, which is figure out what you qualify for and then figure out what's affordable for you. The qualification, that's a lender's comfort level, right? And a lot of times these days when I meet with my clients, I'll show them what they qualify for and they go, no, can't do that. That's crazy. Who would ever do that? So it's a lot of times higher than what you're comfortable with. But it's good to know that there is a parameter for the lender. On the flip side, figure out what you're comfortable with on a monthly payment. And, you know, Eric, we've had these discussions that might change depending on interest rates. So figuring out, you know, all right, I pay a good starting place is how much do you pay in rent today? And then what would your mortgage payment, including your insurance and property taxes, look like? A lot of times that's higher, but there's some other built-in features that will effectively lower that, like possible tax savings, you know, the fact that you're paying down, you know, a debt as opposed to just paying the landlord. And then as well, you know, you're going to have some hedge against inflation and rent hikes and things like that. So look at affordability through that lens and make sure you're not going to sell the dog and cancel cable and never eat out again.
Right. Have a nice big house that you can't afford to furnish because you didn't leave any money for, you know, living and lifestyles, or, you know, right, or barely can turn on the utilities.
Exactly. Yeah. I mean, I'm a parent now, and when I was young, I didn't value sleep as much, but now sleep's really important.
It's very important.
You're
going to
buy a home that's going to keep you up? Don't do it, in my opinion.
And like you said, as long as you can be there for a few years, you know, you can either sell it or just rent it out, you know, when you want to, you know, move on.
Absolutely. Yeah, and your first house doesn't have to be your forever house. It can just be that. It can be your first house. And then what's great about real estate is you'll have so many options. You can do like what your client did, where they, you know, kept the home, had it as a rental property. You know, that's a great part of their whole portfolio. They can sell it, take that equity and buy the next place. You have lots of options. And that's what I like about real estate, is just all the options that you would have. And sometimes they're tax, you know, advantaged options, as far as, you know, if you sell real estate, you're not going to be paying as much capital gains. If it's a primary residence, there's just some really interesting things that you should look into when making this. But yeah, absolutely, you can ease into it and figure it out. And that way, if, let's say, the market does take a dive at year four, you can say, well, you know what, the monthly payments are very affordable. And until I sell, it doesn't really matter what the value of the house is.
No, exactly. And again, we're talking to Drew Frampton from O2 Mortgage. This is Wealth Creator Radio. I was listening to Eric Heckman here. So, you know, and the other thing too is for retired people, sometimes maybe they're renting for a long time, or maybe they had a lifestyle change, divorce or whatever. And, maybe they got remarried now and they want to go into buying that house. And lots of times it's a little tougher, a little funkier to apply for a house when you don't have that normal, you know, every 2-week paycheck coming in and it's retirement income. So what are the things that you know, retirees need to figure out if they're trying to buy a house?
Absolutely. And that's a great question. So, you know, lenders, they have some criteria that they look at: your credit scores, your down payment, you know, the assets that you have. You know, the collateral for the loans, the house itself, right? Is there, you know, leaks coming through the ceiling or holes in the floor, right? So if all of those have been checked off, right, then the big thing that a lender is going to be looking at is what we call your debt to income. So the monthly debt that you have, right? So we're looking at car loans and, you know, if you co-sign for a student loan, credit card bills, right? The monthly amount that you pay, as well as the housing payment. And we look at your income. And, you know, if you don't have that 2-week steady paycheck coming in, then a lender is going to have to do something else to figure out, can you pay back these debts? Can you make these timely payments? So there's a few ways. One, you can pull money out of retirement and set up some sort of reoccurring withdrawal. We can actually just, if you have enough money in different accounts, we can just look at those assets in the account and do some sort of arithmetic to say, well, you've got, you know, $1 million in the bank. And if we, you know, divide that by 360 months of housing payments, you've got plenty to make these mortgage payments, right? There's a few different ways, but a lender is ultimately going to come up with some sort of way to come up with a monthly income number.
Yeah. And so, I mean, I think that's kind of the key is knowing the process, knowing, well, really talking to somebody who knows what they're doing, because some of these situations, sometimes you run into, you know, just those little online companies that they don't really, you know, if you don't fit in their little box, they're just not going to be a good source for you. And they're not going to give you the right information or maybe have the right tools or the right, you know, resources to redirect you to, you know, different investors and different, you know, banks to use, right?
Absolutely.
So in terms of, you know, your process, if somebody does want to, you know, maybe look to buy or figure that out, and no matter what their situation, if it's first time or if it's, you know, who knows how many times in retirement, you know, house, you know, what's the best way for them to get a hold of you and go through your process?
Absolutely. Give us a call at 408-610-3210. Again, that's 408-610-3210. We like to make a plan with you. You're going on a trip. It's called buying a home or refinancing. Let's plan early because we don't want to get to that, you know, gate and realize, oh no, my passport's expired or something like that. So, you know, plan early. Give us a call. It's never too early. 408-610-3210.
So yeah, again, you know, we have his info and more at wealthcreatorradio.com. But yeah, it was great talking to you, Drew, here, and we'll have you back on next month.
Fantastic. Thanks so much, Eric.
Well, with that, we'll be right back on Wealth Creator Radio.
Are you ready for the tax time bomb? Taxes could be the biggest threat you'll face in retirement. That's why Eric Heckman at Heckman Financial and Insurance Services and special guest America's IRA expert Ed Slott are hosting the 5 Easy Steps to Disarm the New Retirement Savings Time Bomb webinar. They'll cover the unique challenges retirees are facing today that they've never faced before. You'll also learn the 5 Easy Steps to Disarm the New Retirement Savings Time Bomb. If you've saved in a retirement account, this presentation is for you. Spots are limited, so RSVP now for an upcoming webinar at wealthcreatorwebinar.com. That's wealthcreatorwebinar.com. Discover how these strategies could help you defuse your tax time bomb. Wealthcreatorwebinar.com. Firm offers insurance services but may not give tax advice. Investment advisory services offered through Heckman Financial and Insurance Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor. Ed Slott isn't affiliated with, nor does he endorse, Heckman Financial.
Hey, we're so glad to have you with us today. This is Wealth Creator Radio with Eric Heckman. Eric is an independent financial advisor, and Heckman Financial is an independent firm. So on our show every week, Eric gives us either a wealth success story, or I guess you could call it a financial fail, challenges that retirees have gone through. He shares that experience with us, and then we can learn from that. So Eric, today we're going to talk, I guess, financial fail. So what do you have for us?
Well, this is just something that, I mean, I don't want to sound like it's only guys, but hey, guys, it's mostly you. You know, sometimes stereotypes are actually accurate, but, you know, not always, of course. But one of the things that I just ran into, and it was just very annoying, it was a death claim of helping a widow after her husband passed away. And this is a guy I've known probably for 20 plus years. Mm-hmm. He ran his own business for a long time and, you know, collected a bunch of classic cars and really, really nice guy. They were married, I think, 40 plus years. Mm-hmm. And he literally would hide the finances from her because he didn't want to make her have to stress or worry. Well, guess what? He's dead.
Oh, no.
Right? So, you know, she is now having to try to figure everything out. And the worst part is he'd been fighting Parkinson's for a long time. And towards the end, it turned into dementia. He found that he wrote a check to get their dishwasher repaired for $685. You could get a nice dishwasher for $685.
$200.
Right? Yeah. And so people were just taking advantage of him. Aww. He was not paying bills, it turned out, towards the end. And, you know, what he thought was taking care of her. I mean, obviously, towards the end, I think there was just, you know, more issues than that. But by not letting her see these things, not talking about it, she doesn't even know what she has, what she doesn't have. I mean, luckily, the accounts with us, we knew about they had inherited some money from their mom in North Carolina. So they'd been, those funds were still at that person's, you know, the person used to help them there. So how do you think you were taking care of or sheltering somebody by hiding all this? I mean, it's really annoying. I mean, it could be also women too. It's not just only the guys again, but I think it is statistically more often that way. But if you don't care about money, that's fine. You know, you probably don't care about dentistry too, but you probably still go to the dentist, right? So, you know, again, if that's something you want to take care of, you want to figure out how can you worry less about your wealth? Well, that's what we're here for. So at Heckman Financial, we can help you create that blueprint to worry less wealth, where we can get that income, investment, tax, healthcare, and legacy plan all together. So if that's something you want to take advantage of, right now we've waived the fee, so give us a call. 800-454-1184. Again, 800-454-1184. Or you can book directly online at wealthcreatorradio.com. That's all for this week's show. Thanks for listening. We'll be back here next week. Talk to you then.
Information provided during Wealth Creator Radio is for illustrative purposes only and does not constitute investment, tax, or legal advice. Information has been obtained from sources that are deemed to be reliable, but their accuracy and completeness cannot be guaranteed. Always consult with a qualified investment, legal, or tax professional before taking any action. Annuity guarantees are based solely on the financial strength and claims-paying ability of the issuing company. Individuals should thoroughly review the contract for specific details of the product features and costs. Income payments and withdrawals from deferred annuities are generally taxable as ordinary income in the year they are taken. Eric Heckman offers investment advisory services through Heckman Financial and Insurance Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor. Any tax advice given as part of this presentation is not intended to be used and cannot be used by the taxpayer for the purpose of avoiding tax penalties or promoting, marketing, or recommending to another party any matter or transaction addressed herein. The views and opinions expressed in the program are not necessarily those of the radio station or its sponsors, and they should not construe as legal, tax, or investment advice. You should always consult the appropriate advisor before making any financial decision.